Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone today is the first person to announce their intention to run for mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo in this year's election, that being Councillor Verna Murphy. So Verna, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. Maybe just to start, share for our listeners specifically why you wanted to run for mayor.
I think really, Jaron, it comes back to just having different conversations with residents and stuff in the last few months. And, you know, I wasn't really sure what Mayor Scott's decision was. And I finally just decided that, you know, I couldn't make my life decisions based on what he was going to do. So I decided to toss my hat in the ring. And really, at the end of the day, if nothing else, it gives residents another choice. You know, we might not always align with one elected official or another, and this really is about healthy democracy and giving people a choice that they might feel that they can align with.
And just going off one of your comments there that, you know, you were kind of tired of waiting. I wouldn't say tired. You just didn't want to wait for a decision to come from Mayor Scott. You were kind of taking it into your own hands. So does that kind of say that maybe you weren't maybe disappointed with Scott's performance over the past 3.5 years, if you were maybe waiting to hear from him first and then just kind of decided to take it in your own hands?
No, I think it came down to a couple of factors, actually, because, you know, when I started looking at potentially running, I realized that in order to put a strong campaign together, you have to have some finances behind that. And I knew that it was going to take some time to raise that kind of money to put a really good campaign together. And so that was part of the reason. And another part of it was that I did the same thing when I came out initially to run for council. I came out really early. I think it was, you know, 8 to 10 months ahead of the election at that point as well. And it's because I really take the time leading up to that election day to have as many conversations with as many residents as I can, like right across the region. And as when you're running for mayor, you know, you're not just in one ward, you're the entire region. So it's going to take me even more time this time. And when I ran on for council, I was really proud of the fact that, you know, I was literally on over 5,000 doorsteps in Ward 1 to talk to residents leading up to that campaign. It's going to look really different this time because of COVID and the restrictions. So again, just having that extra time will make it maybe a little bit easier.
I think it's safe to say that the majority of people in the region want somebody with experience taking on the mayor's role. And we saw that in the 2017 election when Mayor Scott was elected, him having a previous experience on council and as an MLA. So this was your first term now as a municipal councillor. Do you think you've had, you know, garnered enough time to, you know, take that leap to become the mayor? And maybe also share some of the things you learned over the first 3.5 years. Was it what you were expecting when you got into politics?
It was completely different than what I was expecting. You know, I always knew that there was a lot of work if you wanted to be at the council table, but I never realized that how much time it takes to not just interact with residents and prepare for your meetings, but you have so many other committees that you have to attend meetings for, and you know, you have so many other things to read in order to make those really well-informed decisions. And you know, even keeping up with what the provincial and federal government are also doing as part of being on council. And I don't know if I really took that part of it into account before I was actually on council. And it's kind of funny because when you go and you're filing your nomination papers to run for council, they say, you know, it's a minimum of 35 hours a week. And I would say that easily you can double that on any given week, depending on what's going on in Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one aspect that I wasn't really aware of. And it was definitely a learning curve, like those first few months. But then you kind of get in the groove of things after that. I really didn't think, I think some parts of it have changed in Fort McMurray in the last few years too. And I was saying this to another resident this morning, because not just in the last 3 years, but even in the years just prior to that, like with the fire and we had the downturn in the economy, we didn't necessarily have to interact a lot with the provincial or the federal government, because if we wanted to do something, we had the money and the resources to tackle those things ourselves. Now it's we're finding ourselves in a different situation, and there's different factors that played into that. And it, part of it was the fire and then the flood, and now the pandemic and the downturn in the economy. So I think that Fort McMurray has had so many challenges that we've changed somewhat, and I think our local government still has to play a little bit of catch up. You know, and I can give you a specific example. When we go down to AUMA or RMA conventions with the other municipalities from Alberta, different councillors and mayors from right across Alberta had said, we've never seen, you know, mayor and council reps. It's pretty rare that we would even attend those things or be part of those committees in the past. And I don't know if it did a disservice to us or not, but it took some work in the last 3.5 years to start getting kind of a foothold at that table at the provincial level and at the federal level as well. And still more work really has to be done on that, on those things.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Verna Murphy, who's announced her intentions to run for mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Councillor Verna Murphy, who's announced her intentions to run for the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo in this year's municipal election. And Verna, before the break, we were talking about why you wanted to run. And I think now I want to focus on the role specifically. And there are countless issues right now that I could bring up when it comes to having the province get involved. EMS is obviously the big one. We've been hearing about changes to the disaster relief program. Obviously, we know that just from feedback from residents that the community is not happy about you know, these issues in particular. And obviously, the mayor is really the region's voice to the province. Why do you think you're the best person to fit that role when we do have more concerns like this, where, you know, we need someone with, you know, a strong backbone to really highlight some of these issues?
Yeah, I think, again, I tried to show my work ethic in the last 3.5 years, and I always go into those meetings well prepared. I always, no matter what meeting we're, if it's a council meeting or a meeting with, you know, provincial leaders or federal leaders, when I come to that, those discussions, I check my ego at the door and I sit down and I think about what is going to happen in that meeting that will serve the best interests of the entire region. And I never make any of those things personal, and I really try to represent Fort McMurray at the end of the day and try to work with whoever else is at the table. And it's been difficult at times with the province. EMS is a great example. But I've also found a slight change in tone with one of the last meetings, and that where it seems that, you know, maybe they will start like discussing the actual topic and issues with us more, but we'll have to see, because that's going to be going into the courts shortly, and we'll see what happens after the outcome of that day.
I think it's safe to say, and a lot of people in the community would say, out of all mayor and council, you're one of the most outspoken. You always like to share your thoughts on a lot of the hot button issues. And I know in the past, you've voted against some very community popular motions, such as Dunvegan, the work camp moratorium. Any concerns about maybe people looking back at those and saying, well, maybe I don't want to vote for her because she didn't vote for these?
Yeah, well, it's always a concern, and that if people don't understand the way I vote, and I, you know, when I'm going into council meetings, I post my agenda on my social media and say, I want people's feedback. I want people's questions. And so when I went into those really big topics and stuff, again, I never ever took my own opinion to the table. I didn't, I always tried to bring it to the table in a fair and balanced way. And not everybody is always going to be happy with the decisions that I make on council. You're never going to please everybody. But at the same time, I have to look at what's going to be the best for the entire region. Mm-hmm. And I really do listen to the residents and take that feedback very seriously when I'm going into those things. And I think with both of those specific topics, I think a lot of people respected the fact that I could make the hard decisions, and if that rules were being broken, or if decisions were being made that potentially were not in the best interests of the region, it didn't always make me popular, but I would at least hope that people respected the fact that I did come prepared and that I did work to get the best things done for the region. And with the camps, you know, I'm always, people say, oh, she was all for fly in, fly out. But if you actually go back and watch all of those meetings, that's not true. I wanted what was going to be best for the region. And camps are not going to go away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And especially right now, if companies are trying to be competitive in industry, they're trying to be creative and find ways to do that. And the only real reason right now, outside of the camps that are further out, the ones that are closer to town, that's capital money coming into our region. And I'm never going to say no to future investments for our region or expanding projects. So, yes, I'm willing to work with industry to see if there's compromises on those things. And through my discussions with them, through all of that camp discussion, I never found that they didn't come to the table willing to have those conversations. Not one.
What do you think the biggest priority or priorities need to be for this next council? I think in the 2017 election time, election period, a lot of the focus was on downtown revitalization. I've heard from a lot of current council members that this specific council will really be remembered for flood mitigation because of everything that's happened after last year's flood. So I'm curious, what do you think the big priorities need to be, or I guess the big the focus needs to be for the next council?
Yeah, I think, well, the immediate focus, of course, is just going to be helping recovery after COVID. You know, it's affected so many business owners and, you know, private residents that
are struggling with lots of different situations in their lives right now. So I think that needs to be our first priority, first and foremost, because I think that out of all of the municipalities, especially in Western Canada, we're really in a great place as far as recovery. And I think that when working with the province and industry and seeing how we can help industry be more competitive in the next few years, that puts us in a really great place. I know it's hard to think of that right now in the situation that we're in, but when you do the comparisons to other municipalities, we really are still very strong. But other priorities outside of that, I'll be listening to the residents in the coming months to think and to hear what they're saying that their priorities are. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping in the next few months to start changing the mindset of the average everyday resident in Fort McMurray. And the one thing that I keep saying is that we don't go down the street and ask our neighbor how we're going to purchase our home or what color car we should have, but we allow our neighbors to pick our elected officials. And then when we have issues in our municipality, we don't speak up. And I used to be guilty of that all the time too, before I was on council. It can be very intimidating sometimes to either present at council or to approach somebody and start those types of conversations. But it's so important, especially now, for people to feel like they're part of their local government, because every single decision that mayor and council make directly affect your life the next day. It's the government that has the most impact on the quality of your life. And I'm going to keep saying that over and over again for the next 7 months, because it's important to elect really good officials, but it's also really important for the residents just to participate in the whole process.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Councillor Verna Murphy, who's announced her intentions to run for mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Sunny.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Verna Murphy, who has announced her intentions to run for mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo in this year's municipal election. And Verna, before I let you go, just a couple more questions. And do you think that it's fair to say that this next council, it's going to be a very unique experience? And yes, I know we say it every time there's an election. And, you know, there's probably a little bit of truth in it for this current council, as you, we know that councils, the municipality in years past, they had more money than they could probably spend. That's not the case now, where we're lowering our budget. We're obviously dealing with a really bad downturn in the economy. So do you think that, you know, the challenges and everything that council is going to face in the next 4 years, it's going to be a unique experience for whoever gets voted in?
Yeah, it's very true. And I think it's not just our municipality. I think that's like really around the world. Mm-hmm. But again, I'll say, I think we're still in a better financial, we're definitely in a better financial situation than most of Canada. But I also think that we still have really great opportunities that we just need to start thinking a little bit differently than how we have in the past, because again, we haven't had to go and look for outside investors. We haven't had to try to encourage like new retail to come into the area. And we haven't seen our businesses struggle as much as they are now. So I think there has to be a kind of mindset. I don't know if you would call it a redirection or a reset, but there definitely has to be some types of changes, because I want Mack Island and, you know, all of our other facilities and stuff to stay open for our kids and our grandkids, like, long term. So when you're thinking about, are we going to be able to keep Mack Island running for the next 25 or 50 years and doing the repairs every year, that all takes a lot of money. And so there can't be another great big piece of infrastructure built in the next few years that's going to be sucking up all the money. And it's nice to, and, like, you know, I've heard in the last few weeks people saying, well, we didn't look at flood mitigation because we were building the Mack Islands and stuff, and they're great to have now. But we have to start thinking about, okay, we have them, now we want to keep them open. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the next challenge, I think, for the next mayor and council, is looking at that long-term sustainability plan.
All right. Well, Verna, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I don't think so. I'm just really excited, and I hope that people will take the opportunity in the next few months to reach out and, you know, get to know me a little bit better and ask me the questions if they're hard, or if they're not. There's no bad questions for me, and I'm looking forward to taking this on and seeing what's going to happen next in our region. Mm-hmm.
I know the election's about 7 months away, but I think it's always important to get the message out to no matter who you vote for, go out and vote.
Exactly, and like I said earlier, it's really about residents feeling that this is their government. It's not the elected officials' government. It's their government, and it should be serving the residents of the region.
Once again, that was Councillor Verna Murphy, who's announced her intention to run for mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. If you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix news page. Once again, the election is scheduled to happen on October the 18th of this year. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.